Space News 72. Hello, thank you for being here with me once more. I hope you are very well today. This is Marie, with another edition of Space News. Welcome to my channel. I take my information very seriously, and for whoever has eyes to see. I am writing this on the morning of April 4th, 2025. The first thing I want to share with you today is that we have confirmation from the IRMA that the mysterious black boxes forcibly removed from an Alfrata Centauri civilian transport craft some weeks ago were indeed very advanced containers designed to transport lower astral entities. As far as the current investigations go, it is highly probable that the individuals transporting those containers, who were subsequently arrested by Earth Cabal military operatives entering the Alfraton starship, were intending to deliver their contents to us in Teigita. We believe that they were not importing astral entities to attack Teigita, rather they were trying to help us, but they were stopped by Cabal operatives who most probably boarded the Alfraton starcraft to rescue, to free those captured entities who are now believed to be on Earth, as if that planet needed more of them. This is all we know so far, and I will keep you informed if there are any further developments. Still talking about Alfratons, just a few days ago, on the 1st of April, they lost a small transport craft in the general area of the Hyades star cluster, and the Alfrata Centauri government did not hesitate to ask us for help, as the general area around the star Aldebaran is considered Teigetan territory because of its closeness to the planet Syndrial, which orbits that star and that harbors the only Teigetan colony outside the M45 Pleiades star cluster. They asked us for help also because they know that since there are strong political tensions between both cultures right now, we track and follow all of their starships that are close to Teigetan, Pleiadian, or IRMA territory. And yes, we found the lost starship soon enough, floating in space with no power because of a technical or mechanical issue. We helped them, and in a matter of a few hours, their ship was repaired and they safely continued their journey. What calls out my attention a lot is the lack of backup mechanisms or secondary support systems in their starcraft. I mean, they should have redundancy at least for their muon communication devices. Apparently they did not have any on board that small starship, and needless to say, venturing out into interstellar space without redundant systems is extremely dangerous. At least this incident had a happy ending. Moving on to other things, we still don't have any confirmation on the whereabouts of the people who were kidnapped in Teigita by the corrupt High Council. The investigations are still underway, especially by Teigetan elite Sand Clock fighter squadrons, and by the IRMA and their highly unconventional research mechanisms, mostly based on their astral travels. We also do not know anything about the two Alfraton Centauri pilots who were captured by the Earth's Cabal last year, but it is very possible that they were given to the secret space program, and from their return to the Alfratons, because now we know that the cooperation between Alfrata Centauri and the Cabal on Earth is very extended. We most probably were never informed about what happened to them. And we must remember that the shallow parts of Earth military know nothing about what is going on in space, or in deeper parts of their organizations like their secret space program, and that is why some of their military arrest and capture off-world pilots because they do not know who they are, and the deeper military operatives who do know, would take over and free the pilots. The military on Earth is highly compartmentalized and works on a need-to-know basis. Moving on to lighter things, the day before yesterday I was trying out one of your human-built electric scooters in my private room, and I was going round and round in it, practicing until it escaped from my hands and crashed against the twin pneumatic doors of my room, twisting its railing and slightly deforming where it hit, as the impact was quite strong. I was not hurt, and neither was the little electric scooter, but this made us see that my door was made of aluminium, as most of the doors here are, and that is why it was so fragile. This was considered a safety concern for me, and the very same day, three maintenance crew members replaced my doors with reinforced steel ones. They also had to replace the pneumatic mechanism because it needed to be a lot stronger to provide enough force to move the doors, which are now a lot heavier. I like that scooter a lot, even though I am quite against electric vehicles on Earth as they are not what the governments claim they are, as they are meant to be control mechanisms against the people, and can also be quite dangerous due to the fires that many times start in their lithium batteries, among other strong problems I talk about in my videos about electric vehicles on Earth, where I also compare them to off-planet versions from Taygeta and other star nations. Speaking about Taygetan technology, we are having some strong problems with our replicator machines because, for some still unknown reason, they are incapable of replicating human-made rubber and anything made with that material. At first, whatever you replicate appears to be exactly as the original, for example, a car tire, but as the days go by, the rubber starts to degrade quickly as it becomes brittle and disintegrates very easily in your hands. The rubber also feels oily and reminds me of the old plastic watch bracelets that break after a few years, or it also reminds me of the sole of badly made Chinese sneakers, which also crumbles in your hands before you've finished using them. I was among the first to discover this problem, as I recently replicated two tires for the human-made vehicle I use in the hangar to go round and round for sport, because although I just had them replicated, they started to disintegrate very fast, leaving the side of the car full of sticky rubber dust. The Taygetan teams that go down to Earth to get supplies also report this problem, as their tires are also disintegrating very fast, as well as other rubber parts of their vehicles, such as hoses and window linings, which were also replicated in these newer machines. This problem seems to be happening only with new generation replicator machines, such as the ones installed in all the newer starships of my fleet, and does not seem to occur in older models, such as the ones installed in older starships such as Talika or Alcyone. We still do not know what is happening or why, and this has many of our best engineers scratching their heads. This is also an example of why we do not replicate food or anything critical, as we cannot fully trust what comes out of replicator machines. Replicated food is known to be slightly toxic and with no nurturing capacity, as its organic components appear to be only caricatures of the original ones. For example, the molecule of many vitamins and amino acids tend to be replicated upside down or in a mirror image of the original, causing them not to be absorbed, not to be useful to the human Lyrian body or any other. That is why we can only eat original food. The sad part is that we have detected replicated food on Earth, especially in highly processed examples. This also explains why some of it, if not all of it, may be so cheap, particularly when bought in bulk in large retail stores, so bear this in mind and please be careful with what you eat. Moving on to other things, I am starting to go to Taygeta, to Tema using remote presence, but this time being escorted by no less than four Irma warriors. King Rua is lending me. They are two orange tigers and two lions, one of which is an impressive black lion, and they all look very intimidating. They don't live on the same ship I am on, as they don't need to. They enter remote presence and meet me wherever I need to be, and then they return to their ship. Besides this Irma escort, I also travel with my usual elite Taygetan unit. The last two times I went to Tema, I was there to see the construction of two more large buildings designed to build medium-sized starships. And I also went to Tema to see the last stages of the construction of the newest Taygetan large starship, the Aldebaran, which, as of yesterday, April 3rd, is now ready to enter active service. This will be all for today. As always, thank you for watching my video, and for liking, sharing, and subscribing for more. It helps this channel grow a lot. And I hope to see you here next time. With much love and appreciation, your friend, Marie.